Books on Tape presents The English Assassin by Daniel Silver, read by John Lee. Prologue, Switzerland, 1975. Marguerite Rolfe was digging in her garden because of the secrets she'd found hidden in her husband's study. It was late to be working in the garden, well past midnight by now. The spring thaw had left the earth soft and moist, and her spade split the soil with little effort, allowing her to progress with minimal noise. For this, she was grateful. Her husband and daughter were asleep in the villa, and she didn't want to wake them. Why couldn't it have been something simple, like love letters from another woman? There would have been a good row. Marguerite would have confessed her own affair. Lovers would have been relinquished, and soon their home would return to normal. But she hadn't found love letters. She'd found something much worse. For a moment, she blamed herself. If she hadn't been searching his study, she never would have found the photographs. She could have spent the rest of her life in blissful oblivion, believing her husband was the man he appeared to be. But now she knew. Her husband was a monster, his life a lie, a complete and meticulously maintained lie. Therefore, she too was a lie. Marguerite Rolfe concentrated on her work, making slow and steady progress. After an hour, it was done. A good hole, she decided, about 6 feet in length and 2 feet across. 6 inches below the surface, she had encountered a dense layer of clay. As a result, it was a bit shallower than she would have preferred. It didn't matter. She knew it wasn't permanent. She picked up the gun. It was her husband's favorite weapon. A beautiful shotgun, handcrafted for him by a master gunsmith.